You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WISS Daily News Roundup for Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Union reps and members from all over Wisconsin supported United Auto Workers Local 291 with a rally Saturday in Oshkosh. Incoming Winnebago County Executive Gordon Hintz was there to show his support as a community member.
I support the collective bargaining process, but you can't have that if someone's not coming to the table. So today, add my voice to those calling on Cummins to not wait till the 22nd. To come back immediately, to sit down and address these issues and treat the men and women of Local 291 with the dignity and respect they deserve.
Yeah. The issue for UAW Local 291 is a contract with Cummins of Oshkosh that expired January 29th. The union has been on strike for almost 4 weeks with more talks scheduled, but not until next week. For more details on the strike, see our story at WISS.FM. Air Wisconsin announces even more layoffs. Back in January, the Appleton-based company announced layoffs for more than 500 workers in Appleton and Milwaukee. Last week, the company added another 128 positions to that list of reductions. The layoffs will be temporary for unionized employees, but permanent for salaried employees and management. Temporary furloughs start this month. Most layoffs will happen on June 1st. Governor Tony Evers announced a series of job fairs as the state's Department of Workforce Development attempts to recruit recently fired federal workers. There are four more virtual events coming up tomorrow and Wednesday. Evers says he wants to give displaced federal workers a fresh start.
The federal employees in Wisconsin that are getting bumped out of their jobs, they're doing good work. People wonder why they're being laid off to begin with or fired. And so we know they're good workers, and we have always have vacancies in state government. We want to make sure that they have a good landing place.
You can find more information on the DWD website. Wisconsin's Department of Public Instruction is pushing back against demands from the federal government. Savannah Tomei Olson explains.
The Trump administration is telling state education departments to eliminate diversity, equity, and inclusion measures or risk losing funding. Now, State Superintendent Jill Underley is asking for more clarification. A letter from the Department of Education gave leaders 10 days to have school districts sign a form that essentially says they want to adhere to the law. Later, that deadline was extended. Schools now have until April 24th. The Department of Education said if school leaders did not sign that form, they could risk losing access to Title I funding. Underley wrote a letter back to the Department of Education saying they would not be collecting signatures from school districts, saying the request breaks rules, is redundant, and intimidates school districts. Wisconsin got $216 million from Title I programs this school year. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Without child care counts, a fourth of child care programs will have to close. Joanne Krulatz has more.
A new survey shows a quarter of child care programs statewide could close if a critical support program isn't funded. The survey from the Wisconsin Department of Children and Families shows 25% of child care providers are somewhat, very, or extremely likely to close if the state legislature doesn't make investments in the Child Care Counts program. A release from Governor Tony Evers' office says that the program ends, costs for infant care are also expected to rise. Evers has included $480 million in his 2025-27 executive budget to go towards the Child Care Counts program, which is set to expire at the end of June.
A Wisconsin teen is accused of killing his parents to fund a plot to assassinate the sitting president and spark a revolution. 17-year-old Nikita Kasap from Waukesha allegedly aligned with a neo-Nazi group and planned to flee to the Ukraine after obtaining explosives and a drone. Federal documents filed last week revealed he discussed hiding in Ukraine with a contact there. Investigators say they uncovered a manifesto calling for the assassination of the president with goals of bomb-making and other terror activity. Cassap is currently in custody on a $1 million bond, facing multiple felony charges, including first-degree intentional homicide. He's accused of killing his mother and stepfather at the end of February. Starting today, you can no longer apply for Social Security benefits over the phone. Savannah Tomei Olson explains.
Across the country, people applying for benefits or making direct deposit changes now have to do it online or in person. The Trump administration says it's part of a new identity verification process. But of course, the federal government is in the middle of massive budget cuts, which have already reduced staff and resources at the Social Security Administration. Now, some people don't have the ability to figure this stuff out on their own over the internet. So one of the biggest issues is proximity. According to the Urban Institute, one in five Wisconsinites would have to travel 46 miles or more to get to their nearest Social Security office. The number of calls to the AARP call center has more than doubled in the last 2 months. Jim Flaherty from AARP Wisconsin.
They're concerned and they're confused. And it is up to our president and our Congress to work in a bipartisan manner. This is not a partisan issue. They need to work together to make sure that this program remains strong and solvent for current and future generations.
More than 1.3 million Wisconsinites get Social Security benefits. People qualify through retirement, disability, or as a family member of someone who's eligible. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
The Bucks win in overtime. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks beat the Pistons 140 to 133 in overtime. Doc Rivers on heading into the postseason with an 8-game winning streak.
I love winning going into the playoffs, but the break kind of ends that anyway. But I do think we have great confidence in each other. Our guys, you know, they like what we're doing. We have a lot of confidence, and I think that's the key going into the playoffs.
Baseball, the Brewers losing to the Diamondbacks 5-2. Pat Murphy says losing Saturday night in the bottom of the ninth probably stung more.
You know, the one last night maybe a little bit more, but, you know, we didn't have a very fresh pen. Hopefully, Freddie, he gave us all he had. I mean, obviously, you guys could see what you could see.
Golf, Rory McIlroy on winning his first Masters tournament.
To think that I'm up here wearing one of those green jackets is, honestly, it's a dream come true. Like, my dreams have been made today.
That's Rory McIlroy with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. There will be a large Hollywood presence at this year's Cannes, some people say Cannes, Film Festival. The eighth and final installment, supposedly, of the Mission Impossible franchise, Dead Reckoning Part 2, will premiere at Cannes. Tom Cruise is expected to attend. Spike Lee will also premiere his new film, Highest to Lowest, which stars Denzel Washington. That is according to Lee's Instagram account. Scarlett Johansson makes her directorial debut at Cannes as well with her film Eleanor the Great. Films by Wes Anderson, Richard Linklater, Ari Aster, Julia DeCurno, and Kelly Reichardt are considered the ones to watch for the prestigious Palme d'Or, which is French for Golden Palm. As far as film festivals with hard-to-pronounce names and words go, Cannes is the most prestigious. The Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences is adding a category to the Oscars. Starting in the year 2028, Best Stunt Design will be recognized as a category. The honor will be officially called the Academy Award for Achievement in Stunt Design. Movies released in 2027 will be eligible for the honor at the 100th Academy Awards ceremony. The late actor Chadwick Boseman was known for being committed to his craft. He was so committed, according to Black Panther director Ryan Coogler, that he talked with the T'Challa accent through the entire movie shoot. This is not that uncommon, but it did freak out Disney executives who visited the set. Coogler says he had to tell the executives not to panic and that Boseman was working. Coogler's new film, Sinners, opens in theaters April 18th. The other day, I reported that teenage boys were jumping and clapping during the Minecraft movie because they were having such a good time. Now they've taken it to idiot level and are starting to destroy theaters to show their approval of the film. According to the New York Post, teenagers have been throwing popcorn buckets and sodas, jumping on and breaking seats, vomiting, and getting into fights. Apparently, most of the pandemonium occurs during a viral chicken jockey scene. Now that I have your attention, this is a scene in the film where a baby zombie rides a chicken like a horse. In defense of teenagers, there are many who do not condone the behavior. Theater owners in New Jersey are banning the kids from seeing the movie unless they are accompanied by a parent, and even took to Facebook telling parents to do a better job teaching their kids manners. I really enjoyed some movies in my day, but none that have made me want to induce vomiting. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be really windy today. We may see a little sunshine early, then clouds will increase this afternoon with a few scattered showers later today. Upper 40s to 50s for a high tonight. Cloudy, windy, some rain or snow showers in the low to mid 30s tomorrow. Partly cloudy, still cool with a high in the upper 40s to near 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 51.
That's your WISS Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WISS.FM. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.